This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. You know the game calls, the wildlife calls. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show coming to you on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations, myboomerradio.com. I'm Greg Wagner. Yeah, the crazy outdoor guy doing media, spending a lot of time outside. That's all right. You could keep me quiet in a turkey blind as long as you have lots of toasted sausage. And that's how it goes. With you here today, I want to thank our show sponsors. We really appreciate them as part of the Great Outdoor Radio Show family. That would be Yant Equipment, Storage House of Sausage. Also have the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubby's Convenience Stores, and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Very special guest today, a guy I'm going to live vicariously through. We welcome for his first and hopefully not last appearance on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. He is the president and CEO of the Visiting Nurse Association, the VNA, vnatoday.org on the internet. Check out their great website. We welcome an angler like no other who fishes around the world, Jamie Sommerfeld. There he is right there.
Thank you.
Did you have to have your arm twisted to come in to be with this guy, me, right here?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
You didn't vet me ahead of time?
They said Greg Wagner, and I said, let's go fishing. I thought they just said it real fast, and I thought, well, this is an opportunity to go fishing with Greg. And I said, I'm in there.
So I want to be on a boat. I want to be on a boat. Neil Nelkin, you've got to work on this with Pat Combs. Pat gets nervous on all the equipment, see? Pat Combs, general manager here, Boomer, big dog. And Chris Walls does too at Fremont Radio. But they get nervous with all the technology on the boat. That's all right. A little water ain't going to hurt anything,
no,
is it?
No, you can replace it. You can always replace
big
it.
Big pontoon boat, yeah. Little breakfast action.
No, I thought that's what I was in for.
Dang it, no.
And then I...
In the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Thank you for being here. You truly do fish around the globe. Now, for young people, I got to tell them what a globe is. Around the world. You fish around the world. You've got some great stories and some interesting insights. And you're going to maybe help someone to plan that dream fishing trip. What to do? How do we know that that charter is okay? How do we know that that fishing guide isn't going to show up 2 hours late? How do we know that the lodge is going to be most accommodating to the missus? All things that we're going to talk about here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Jamie Sommerfeld here. And we're going to talk to him also about the Visiting Nurse Association. What a noble business. What a noble profession. And everybody knows and loves the VNA. We're going to talk about that as well. Phone number for you to chime in. Chat with Jamie. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. On the motherboard, as we say in radio, is the Dean of Nebraska Radio. Neil, how long you been in radio? Pop that mic up. It's live radio. How long?
Since about 1883.
Not true. You're responsible for my radio career, so...
No, I take no credit.
Yeah. He's laughing. Jamie, that's a complaint department.
Yeah,
right there.
Whatever.
Neil Nelkin on the board, everybody. Neil Nelkin.
Good morning.
Dean of Nebraska Radio. Nick Burris is in the background. Nick, what are you doing back there? He's not tying a fly. He's eating the sausage. Sausage. Yeah, he's waving at you. Nick Burris will be responsible for the podcast coming up on myboomerradio.com right after this program here. So stick around for that. And only on this program, Jamie Sommerfeld of the VNA, does the butcher do the weather. And he's been outside in the wiener van, and he's been checking various models, weather models.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Computer models. I'm just going downhill with that. We bring in to you with the weather, Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. How can you not be fantastic on a beautiful day like today?
That's right. These weekends, you keep giving us great weekend forecasts.
And this weekend
is another one to let the yard work go and go fish, not the card game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or check your morel mushroom spots. A few of them are up.
Yes.
Or do some archery turkey hunting. Youth shotgun turkey hunting weekend opener in Nebraska is this morning, is this weekend. So lots of things going on. You better give us weather. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich, House of Sausage.
Oh, I've got a beautiful day ahead of us. That big yellow thing up in the sky is going to be here all day today and tomorrow and just be really nice and strange, but nice. And but then we got a cool week ahead of us. Gosh darn, it's only highs in the 50s and maybe a little frost every now and then in the mornings, which we don't really want.
No, not really. My water temps are just finally starting to get up there. Walleye's just coming off their spawn along the reservoir dams in Nebraska. Crappie's just kind of starting to bite, and look what you're going to do to me. My wife always says, if it was easy, none of us would be doing this fishing thing or hunting thing.
No.
Or outdoor thing.
Just need a little competition there.
That's right. Highs today, probably low 60s.
Low 60s, yeah. A little bit better tomorrow, in the almost towards the 70 mark.
Good.
But then we get into this low 60s, 50s all week long, and maybe a little rain on Friday.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good for the morels. A little rain, not bad, but need those warmer temps. But, hey, it's Nebraska.
It's
just
spring.
Just wait 20 minutes, a little change.
It's spring.
Just like your home stomping ground of the Chicago area, Jamie.
That's
just
right.
Just wait the lake effect weather. Just wait a half hour. It'll change. Just that simple. Okay, so Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, in South O, baby, to the north of 24th and Vinton, 130th and Arbor Streets, to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road, Stoicich.com on the internet. Tell everybody what you brought in for all of us today.
Well, we brought in some hot potato sausage, which is real spicy, and then we brought in some hot linguiça.
Tell us about the hot linguiça.
Hot linguiça is a Portuguese sausage, usually found on Southern California or out on the East Coast, and where the Portuguese usually like to stay.
New Bedford and Fall River.
Thank you, Neil Nelkin, there.
You said that very well.
Yes, you did. Very California-like. California-esque, yes.
And it's a nice sausage. It has a
I like it.
Touch of garlic and a touch of ginger in there. And
yeah, and it's not overpowering, folks.
No. It is
very flavorful. Interesting flavors in it.
Yes.
Like it. Linguiça.
Most of the people that come in and ask for it, they really enjoy it because they say it's just like home.
They're from Cali.
Yeah.
They're from California. Very good. All right. Stoicich House of Sausage again, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. Stoicich.com. Grilling tip or two. It's a nice weekend to grill. Jeez.
Oh, yes. And it's everything's nice and wet, so you don't have to worry about putting that fire extinguisher next to it.
He's also looking right at me with the fire extinguisher thing. I get it. I got it. I know.
And be sure to get your grill nice and clean because it'll make all the difference if you... always like to grill, and then you have the burps afterwards. Clean that grill, and that will take care of that.
How do I grill the linguiça? Any special way?
The linguiça is fully cooked, and so it's just a matter of warming it through.
Grill marks and warming it up.
Yep, that's okay. All it takes.
Lump nice charcoal is the best.
Absolutely. Nice.
Because it's wood. Yeah, very good. Very good. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich, awesome sausage. Taking any Mother's Day orders as of yet?
Not yet, but then that's a little
just
ways
right
away.
Around the bend, everybody. Yeah. And then Memorial Day weekend, too.
Memorial Day, and then that Father's Day coming up, too.
Yes! My kids are like, yeah, what, whatever. And College World Series.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
And thank the goodness. College World Series will go, and your offerings will be at TD Ameritrade Park.
As far as we know, yes.
Okay.
So far.
There you go. Stoicich Sausage there. Thank you, Ken Stoicich.
Thank you, sir.
Stoicich House of Sausage, again, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. Stoicich.com. Real quick. Hours for both locations.
Open till 5:30 down south today, and out west, we're open till 6 o'clock.
Phone number?
341-7260.
You passed the test. Good job.
I studied
there
this
was
morning.
Pressure.
Yeah,
I know. I know. All right. Thank you, Ken Stoicich. That will take us into our first break. When we come back, we're going fishing with Jamie Sommerfeld. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
For reliable fueling solutions, count on your friends at Yant Equipment.
And now, check out our brand new service counter and stock shop in Lincoln on North 56th Street, a half mile south of I-80.
Stop in and see us today.
When you need reliable, you need Yant. Yant.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Little duck call action. There's a turkey right there.
I don't know what that thing is.
Oh, Greg Wagner, Great Outdoor Radio Show. Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Appreciate you coming along for the boat ride, virtually, we shall say. And really appreciate our guest today coming in, Jamie Sommerfeld. And in a short period of time, I've learned an immense amount of information about this fellow here. And I'm going to let him right now tell you about himself, what he does. So we're going to cover his professional life, personal life, and his outdoor life. Jamie, take it away.
Well, thank you, Greg. And thanks for having me here this morning. And as I was telling you earlier, somebody said, hey, do you want to get up early on a Saturday morning and go with Greg Wagner? And I had just envisioned that we'd be on a boat with poles in our hands and pulling in some fish. And so here we are in a studio. So
I know.
But I stuck around. And
thank you for coming.
Looking forward to talking with you this hour. So, but thanks for having me here. I've been in Omaha for since 2004.
Long time.
Came here, so 17 years. Doesn't seem that long, you know. It seems like just yesterday. I started my career as a physical therapist in Chicago, where I grew up with the VNA of Chicago, and got into administration and ended up out west in Reno, Nevada, and missed the Midwest and saw an opening for the CEO position here, and they were doing a national search, so I applied and was honored to be chosen and moved my family here. And wife was from South Dakota, so it was kind of like coming back home and without having to go back to all the traffic and rat race of Chicago. Just feel like we're natives for Omaha. Just love it here.
You're a Northwestern grad. And you played football at Northwestern.
I did. I played when we were a great team, ended up second in the Big Ten, lost to Michigan, or else we would have gone to the Rose Bowl my sophomore year. We beat Ohio State in Columbus and beat Woody Hayes.
Yeah.
And just had a great career there and started off my life, I think, after football. And I also wrestled, did both,
really?
Both sports. So.
You're in great shape now, looking at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I get up every morning. I already
hiked those hills.
Did 5 miles this morning before coming in.
Look
here,
at that, so. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's fantastic.
Also, have had 3 hip replacements, and don't ask me how I did that. But
we're all at that end, I think. 3, not 2, not
yeah,
1.
That's right, 3.
3.
Didn't know you had 3 hips, but
yep.
You can do 1 twice. So.
All right. Visiting Nurse Association. What
yeah.
a tremendous business. A lot of us have heard of it, a noble business. But for someone who may not know about the Visiting Nurse Association, tell us about it and some of the things that might surprise people.
Yeah. Well, the VNA here in Omaha was actually started here, founded in 1896. Neil, kind of like when you started.
I like you already, Jamie.
But Anna Millard Rogers started the VNA here. She was our founder, and she was the daughter of one of the early mayors in Omaha, and just taking health care to where people lived. And in those days, you know, there weren't all the big fancy hospitals and doctor's offices and stuff, so they took health care to where people lived. When people were having babies, you needed to have a nurse come in to help deliver the baby, or the doctor wasn't available, just tend to people either coming into this world or leaving the world. And so after 125 years, we're doing the same thing. We're still helping people going into their homes and helping them live the best life that they possibly can. You know, without your health, what do you have?
That's right.
Yeah.
How has COVID-19 impacted the VNA?
Yeah. Now, we have always done emergency preparedness, disaster preparedness. Again, you can imagine through the 125 years, whoever has been working for the VNA has been, you know, through the Spanish influenza, through the polio epidemic, HIV/AIDS epidemic, and so now here COVID. And so we were prepared and ready to tackle it when the pandemic hit. And all of our staff know infection control and precautions that they should take. So we had to gear up just like every other healthcare provider and make sure we had the necessary equipment to protect them so then they could do their job and help people stay at home. They were emptying out the hospitals to make room for people with COVID to be admitted. Our staff are right there and transitioning them from the hospital back to home and helping them stay at home, because that's what we do. We help people stay at home because that's where they want to be. They don't want to be in a facility. They want to be in control of their lives and what they eat and when they get up and when they go to bed and things like that.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
What's new and exciting? And you've got a fundraiser coming.
Yeah. I mean, part of, as I said, what we do, the nurses go to where people live. And there are homeless shelters and domestic abuse shelters. And fortunately or unfortunately, you know, I think we're blessed that we have those kind of facilities. And our nurses go into all those shelters, both in Omaha and Council Bluffs. And obviously, these folks don't have the ability to pay for it. They don't have insurance to cover it for mostly. And so we have to do a fundraiser to help pay for the... We've got 4 nurses that go into all the homeless shelters. And so we want to keep these nurses going into the shelters. And we have to raise money to be able to do that. And someone before I got here started Art and Soup, which is a great concept, usually held in February, and we pushed it back. It's going to be April 18th, so just coming up in a week or so. And it usually is kind of an indoor art show with a soup competition. So
cool.
Art and Soup. Yeah. You know? We're pretty creative when we come up with names for
like
events
that.
Like that. Yeah.
Information at vnatoday.org.
Yeah. Please, I mean, it's virtual this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, so you're not going to come. We usually have it out, most recently out at Embassy Suites, but it's going to be virtual. You have to buy a ticket, $50 for a ticket. There's patron party tickets for $100. You buy a ticket, then you get access to the art. So everything is going to be online. You can view it online, and it's... all kinds of art, from jewelry to pottery to pictures to paintings, you know, all different types of art. And then soup, we're still going to have soup available. When you buy a ticket, you get a passport, so then you can go to the restaurant and get a cup of soup.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're helping to support the restaurants, helping to drive people back to the restaurants because they need people to come back into the restaurant. So we're helping kind of reverse. We're supporting them and they support us. And the same thing with the artists. They've been affected by COVID as well. And so we're supporting the art and we're supporting the restaurants. You, when you come to pick up the art that you purchase, you'll then also get a cup of soup to go.
And that's cool.
Come to the V&A office at 125th and Center to pick that up, but that'll be on the 18th. But the actual visual art, and you can start purchasing them after this weekend. I think if you buy a patron party ticket, it's actually today that you can start buying them. That's the $100 ticket, and you get access to the art, because once you buy the art, it's not like, you know, there's going to be multiple same pieces. Everything is unique. So the best pieces are going to go first. So I encourage people, go to our website, vnatoday.org, buy your ticket, start buying the art, and then next Sunday, the 18th, you come over and pick it up and get a cup of soup, and plus you get that passport to go to the restaurants to get your free cup of soup.
Very nice. vnatoday.org. Let's talk a little fishing.
Awesome.
You fish all over the place.
Destination fishing.
Destination unknown two weeks from now. But who influenced you with your fishing? Was it your dad?
Yeah, definitely my dad. As early as I can remember, he bought my mom, actually. Her family was from Chicago, and her parents had bought some property at a little inland lake, Christie Lake, in Lawrence, Michigan. And my mom and dad moved out west. They lived in California when I was born. And then my dad got transferred back to Chicago, and he bought a piece of property on that same lake across the lake from them. And so he started, he was an engineer. He built this cabin himself with my help from my brother, and I was too young to help. But we did fishing, and just the old cane pole hook, you know, and worm for bluegills, sunfish, crappie.
Gotta love it.
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, you just pull them in one after another, and so it really was catching. There wasn't a lot of fishing. You know, it wasn't a big lake. I think 230-acre lake, small lake, but you knew where the holes were, and in the summer, the fish obviously congregated in that deep 30-foot hole, and so it was kind of easy picking. But and there were largemouth bass in the lake, but we didn't bother with them. We just went for the panfish, and so it got into my blood then. Later on in life, when I came back, I started going for the largemouth with artificials, and had fun with the largemouth. But it got into my blood there, and then Maggie and I bought a house in Oak Park, Illinois, and started raising our kids there, and got to know the guy across the street who was an attorney but a fisherman. You know, most attorneys play golf and stuff.
I know.
This
little
guy,
white ball chasers.
Yeah, this guy actually fished the fishing hole, the water holes in on the golf course.
Like
anyway, we got going up to Canada together and to Ontario, and you know, once, twice a year, and then so we've stayed great friends, even though I've moved around, and he's in Chicago still, and I'm here in Omaha, and we go with a couple other guys. One guy lives in Tucson, another guy out of Illinois, and the other guy in Illinois has a plane, so that helps too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and
how fun!
Yeah, so we've just we go up to Canada, northern Manitoba, Gangler's Resort and Outpost Camp. So, you know, we've been doing this for 30 years, and go to outpost camp. So, you know, it's not luxurious.
Fly in.
Yeah, fly in, and they drop you off and come back a week later and pick you up. And for the most part, it's been pike and walleye and lake trout, grayling, you know, so those four, Grand Slam, some whitefish, and upper Manitoba. And we've gone up to Nunavut too, to another camp. But it's roughing it. It is definitely a combat sport.
Does Maggie go?
Maggie,
your better half?
Maggie is, you know, so that was kind of the guy's trip. And so have kept wanting to go fishing. And Mitch is my friend from Chicago. His wife and Maggie and I have gone to, you know, one of the places that sticks out in my mind is Wataneho. Now,
whoa.
Has anybody ever heard of Swat?
No.
Okay. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end of that movie, where...
Yeah, they're on the beach.
They're on the beach. That's Swat and Aho.
Wow.
So we went there because I heard there were rooster fish, and I wanted to catch... There's, you know, certain things you have in your bucket list and different species of fish, and rooster fish is still on my list. But so we went there, and... So with our wives and Valentine's Day weekend, and we stayed
nice
for
Nice job,
a week.
Guys.
Yeah, no. And so we went out fishing. The girls went shopping, and we've repeated that. We go up to Sturgeon Bay, smallmouth bass fishing, and same thing. Girls go with us, and they go shopping, and we go fishing. So it's a win-win.
For everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. Exactly. Yeah, my wife's a lot better looking than Mitch, too. So.
We would think that, yes.
And she's quite the fisherwoman, too.
Yeah, she does fish. Yeah,
she
does.
Fishes.
It's like my Polly, yeah.
She will go out, and I would say 80% of the time outfishes me.
Is it that fine touch?
She just kicks back, relaxes.
That's Polly.
And the fish go for it, you know. So, she does a great job, and... I don't know if we have time now to tell my story about when we lived out west.
Do it.
And teaching her how to fly fish. So, you know, you're out west. I grew up spin casting and have stuck with that most
Same
of
here.
My life. Yeah. But when you're out west, you kind of do what the natives do. And
fly fishing
is the gear that you need to have there, too. So here we are, fly fishing, all learning how to do that. And so I was coaching her on how to get the fly out there and, you know, whipping it out there and everything. And so she had learned enough that we went to trout fishing and I'm thinking, well, I don't have to worry, you know, I'll be catching the fish and she's here with me. We're having a good time, enjoying the outdoors. And sure enough, she hooks the first fish. She gets the trout and it's a big trout and Ooh. She's all of a sudden, she doesn't know how to bring it in because we haven't gotten to that lesson yet.
Professor, you didn't cover that.
she's jumping up and down on the shoreline, screaming and hollering, and you know, and I'm trying to yell at her, teaching her, you know, how, just reel. There's this thing on the side of the reel there. Reel it in. And so anyway, it was quite the picture. I don't know if you had to be there to enjoy it, but you can kind of visualize.
I can picture that.
Yeah, what was going on. But she usually,
That's funny.
As I said, she usually gets the first fish, the biggest fish. And
That's how it goes,
yeah,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Let's have a little fun with this audience. And by the way, we're visiting with Jamie Sommerfeld. He's the president and CEO of the Visiting Nurse Association. But more so, here's an angler who's fished all over the place. And we enjoy visiting with him. We have yet to ask him what's number one on his bucket list. We'll ask him that. I'm going to ask him among the more dangerous places he's ever fished. Ever gotten a compromised scenario, and maybe a favorite fish or two that he likes to catch. But we're going to do Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one of the Great Outdoor Radio Show, here on Boomer and Big Dog, being brought to you by Yanti Equipment, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Cubbies, convenience stores. We have the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Stoicic, House of Sausage. Okay, we're going to play for, we have a brand new book, Jamie, Neil, and everybody, out at Game and Parks. It is the basics of how to fish in Nebraska from start to finish, from tying knots, the right knots.
Very important.
No nuts, square knots. Yeah. How to do that improved clinch knot or that Palomar knot or the dropper loop or whatever you want to do. And then all the way to how to properly fillet that crappie. So we'll tell you that. We're going to include that. And it was done by our Game and Parks biologist. It's a pretty cool thing. This is a fishing-related question for the audience, Jamie and everybody. Nebraska sells more fishing permits to non-residents from this state versus any other one. What is this state? No hints. First caller gets it right wins the new fishing publication. 402-553-1490. Going to talk to Jamie Sommerfeld as well. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
For reliable fueling service, count on your friends at Yant Equipment.
Yant Equipment has provided professional, certified installation, consultation, and 24-hour repair service since 1945.
When you need reliable, you need Yant. Go to yantequipment.com.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street at Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
And there you are. Thank you for listening. Big time, I say to you, Greg Wagner. On the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. You're listening on 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, maybe 97.3 FM, headquartered up in Blair, or 1490 AM or 1420 AM. If you're listening to Fremont, Nebraska Radio, it's 98.9 FM, the Big Dog, or maybe the Storied, it is that, 1340 KHUB, or maybe you're listening online, myboomerradio.com. Very special guest today on the program is Jamie Sommerfeld, who's the president and CEO of the Visiting Nurse Association, vnatoday.org, for more information. And man, does this dude like to fish. Big time. Fishes all over the world. Talking to him about all kinds of interesting fishing topics. Playing Great Outdoor Trivia right now, though. The question that we tossed out for the new How to Nebraska Fishing book. Nebraska sells more fishing permits to non-residents from this state versus any other state. What state is it? We now go to line number one, Jim Heights. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's your best guess, my friend?
Colorado
was it. He knew it. Jim knew that.
Lake McConaughey, right?
Lake McConaughey, you got it. Yeah, we were talking about that during the break, Jamie and Neil and I, but you knew that. Good job. Good job. Any questions or comments for our guest today? This guy's fished all over South Dakota, Canada, other exotic places. Any questions for him?
He could probably answer. Yeah, does he ever fish upper western Michigan up by Traverse City?
I have never fished up there. I understand the coho are fantastic up there, and there's
we're thinking a bunch of guys from church. We're thinking of going fishing some of those smaller lakes because we don't have real big boats and going after smallmouth.
Yeah, and the smallies are fantastic up there too. And smallies are one of the best freshwater fighting fishes I've ever landed.
I agree.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
no. The bronze bombers.
Yeah,
whoa.
No. And if you go over to the other side of this Michigan, over to Alpena, too, get out on Lake Erie, and there's some great walleye, but smallies there, too. So, yeah, smallmouth bass, I love
it. Yeah, we go, and we're got a trip planned for late May, going up near Brainerd, Minnesota, and fishing with a guide up there for smallies on the Mississippi.
Yeah, no, it'd be fantastic. We're going to Sturgeon Bay, I think May 18th. We go up there usually for smallies in the month of May. Yep.
I fished that Brainerd area, Leech Lake, Gold Lake, Paul Bunyan statue, probably still outside of the town of Brainerd, I'm guessing. No. I've been up there. Northern walleyes, northern pike and walleyes, Leech Lake.
Yep. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend in the great outdoors.
Have a good trip.
Yeah, you bet. Jim Heights, Michigan DNR, doing a good job there managing their resources pretty closely. So Great Outdoor Trivia round number two will be coming up on the program. Should mention, Jamie, everybody, 1 week from today, the game warden's coming in. Conservation Officer Rich Bergren of Waterloo, the local friendly area conservation officer, coming in to keep you a legal beagle on the water. cover limits and permits and everything else. Fishing, spring turkey hunting, morel mushroom hunting, and then some. So
I got a great story to talk about game wardens.
Go for it. Great segue.
You want to hear it now?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you asked about who got me into fishing, and my dad. And so, you know, in following his footsteps, I did the same thing with my oldest, Ryan, get him involved in fishing. And
So
I think he was 8, 9 years old, and we were going up to Lake Manitou in Ontario. And, of course, I'm, you know, dad trying to take care of everything. And we get up there, and we get out on the water, and all of a sudden it dawns on me that I forgot to get my fishing license.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So, but we're all up there. I mean, it's a fly-in lodge, and out on the water. And I said, well, I'll talk to the camp manager when I get back in. And we're catching smallies and, you know, just tying into one after another. And back in this little outcove, and not seeing anybody else, and all of a sudden I hear this motor coming around the bend, and first time ever, and I think ever since, game warden comes tooling in there and pulls us over. He pulls up next to us and wants to see my fishing license, and I confess, you know, haven't had a chance to get one yet. And so, and I got a fish on, same time, you know, let me land this fish, so land it and release it. And and my 8-year-old son is sitting there just proud of his dad getting arrested on the No, he didn't arrest him. We made us go back in, and then the, as I said, the camp manager ended up taking me back into town and getting a fishing license, so we got legal, and he didn't fine us or anything.
You can actually display your fishing permits. You can buy them and display them on your iPhone or your Android now. But it might be tough getting cell access on that particular body of water.
No, it was,
yes, you know, get permitted up. But sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
hopefully not.
And my son will also, you know, if he was here, he would tell the part of the story of bringing Cuban cigars back, too. But
it's all part of the experience.
Right? That's right. Yeah,
it's all part of it.
Yeah.
For the folks that are listening to us here, you know, of course, you're connected. You got your buddy network. But how does an individual go about, you know, we've got the internet, but about half the stuff you can't believe on it. How do you go about vetting somebody? Maybe you're looking to take that dream fishing trip of a lifetime. Mexico, Canada, depends, you know, with as COVID-19, hopefully down the line, lessens even more. How do you vet someone? Yeah, how do you find out about somebody? You know, word of mouth is a big deal, but you're going to invest a lot of money in a charter or in a fishing guide service for multiple days. You're going to stay at a lodge. I mean, what are you doing?
I mean, the easiest way, and I do use this, you know, we went to Venice, Louisiana last September, and you watch TV shows, you know, a lot of the...
Seriously?
Yeah, the Wild Fishing Network, the Worldwide Fishing Network, and different fishing shows, and there's usually promo about the guide service and lodges and things like that. So that's, again, why I thought we would be out on the water, because I watch a lot of those fishing shows. I get up early and get on the treadmill, as I said, do 5 miles.
I think that's awesome.
And I'm watching fishing shows while I'm on the treadmill.
How important is it to stay in shape?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to. I mean,
you have to do it. I walk, too.
That's my wife's comment when I watch these fishing shows. She goes, why are all the fishermen fat and out of shape?
Sitting in a boat, eating the wrong things.
So, got to stay in shape if you want to stay active. It's combat fishing, at least what we do. So, yeah, I think watching fishing shows and social media was telling you, you know, we had lined up a fishing trip to Siberia, and I did that exactly.
That's number one on your bucket list, by the way, folks.
Yeah, want to go to Siberia. We had it all lined up, and there's a local guy that is the expert in Siberia, so I did some work with him. But you can get a lot of information on social media, and, you know, is it factual? Is it, you know, fake news? You know, who knows? But I think the more that you do...
more different sources.
Yeah, and call people. When we went to...
Call the game warden in the area.
When we went to Zihuatanejo, you know, I just used the internet and looked up people. And, you know, you had to pay ahead of time, which, you know, is a leap of faith. But typically the people that are in our sport, fishing, they're reputable people. I mean, you trust them. And as I said, my trip to Zihuatanejo was all done through media and stuff, and paid ahead of time, and it all worked out, and it was just a wonderful trip too. So I've done other things. You know, we went to Scotland. I fished in Scotland, and
wow,
it was just spontaneity. Though we just
that's all right.
We rented a car, and we were
ask the locals
driving around, stopped for a bottle of water, roadside stand, mm-hmm. and say, you know, want to go fishing. We were around.
Who would you recommend? Well,
yeah, who would you recommend? And it was just like the next road, dirt road, turn left, go down there, and there's a house. And sure enough, we rented a boat, and they had fly fishing gear and flies, and we rowed out into this little lake and caught a couple of trout and
wow.
kind of checked that off
Love
the list.
It.
You know, we had the list of had to drink scotch, had to play golf at St. Andrews, and had to catch a trout.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland. So that wasn't lined up at all. It was just asking the locals. Yeah, yeah.
Fishing any dangerous places?
Well,
any dangerous
think,
anything
yeah.
where you're going, that guy's armed.
Upper Manitoba, I mean, you don't see anybody. You just see bear. I mean, in Alaska, the first time I went to Alaska about 20-some years ago, we saw a bear on the water every day, you know, and you just...
awesome.
You just like, you were here I first. Think. You're bigger than me, you know, you can have this fishing spot. And so you just have to be aware of your surroundings. We fish with a guy who's a sniper in Vietnam, and he usually... is armed, and so we felt
sure.
you know, when we were walking through the forest and stuff and seeing bear scat, you know, we knew we had somebody that had a gun with them. So but you have to be aware of your surroundings, just like if you were in the inner city or
sure.
you're out in the wilds, you got to
yep.
be aware of your surroundings and use your head. But you know, the upper Manitoba, where we fish regularly with Gangler's Lodge up there, you know, you're there by yourself, and we don't take guides. You just go off by ourselves, and you may hit a rock. You know, we've hit plenty, and you know, where it knocks the motor out, and you've got to. You sometimes get stranded as the sun sets, and we've carry radios with us and contact each other. But if you get far enough away, those radios don't.
Sometimes
work.
They don't work.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So you just gotta.
They'll come. Just gotta
yeah.
not panic, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah. yeah.
Time for Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, visiting with Jamie Sommerfeldt, worldwide angler, CEO and president of the Visiting Nurse Association, vnatoday.org, for information on that fine organization. Here we go. We're going to play for another how-to manual for Nebraska fishing from Game and Parks. Question. I like this one, Jamie. According to a Game and Parks survey, what are the two most popular game fish sought by anglers in Nebraska waters? What are the top two? Can you name them for us? Jamie, be quiet, because I know you get these. Any hints, Neil? No hints. First caller gets it right wins the how-to fishing book for Nebraska. 402-553-1490. Call in. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
For a career with a reliable fueling provider
and a powerful team of experienced professionals, it's Yant Equipment.
Yant has been Nebraska and Iowa's dependable ag and gas station fueling provider since 1945.
When you need a reliable employer, you need Yant Equipment.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse to the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show with me, Greg Wagner, on Omaha's Boomer, Fremont's Big Dog Country radio station, and myboomerradio.com. I want to thank the show's sponsors again, part of our Great Outdoor Radio Show family, Yant Equipment, Cubbies Convenience Stores, Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stoicic House of Sausage, in the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Special guest today, Jamie Sommerfeld with the VNA, Visiting Nurse Association, is the head of the shed, I say, as we talk outdoor lingo. And we're playing Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. Neil, he's on the floor picking things up. We don't have a winner yet, do we?
Panfish and largemouth were the best guesses. Nobody close.
What are the two most popular game fish sought by anglers in Nebraska waters for the new How to Nebraska Fishing Book? The two most popular by survey. I'm going to give you a hint. One is rated as very choice eating. It'll be my favorite. Well, the other one is the official Nebraska state fish. 553-1490. Call in. Talk with Jamie Sommerfeld. 402-553-1490. We'll see how the audience does. Jamie, favorite freshwater fish to catch and why?
Yeah, I think the lake trout definitely have to be my favorite. And, you know, I've caught a number of master angler upper Manitoba of those. And it, you know, it's similar to the halibut. It's like pulling up a Volkswagen.
I was going to say, it's going to pull you under.
Yeah.
Favorite saltwater fish?
Yeah, the saltwater fish, you know, undoubtedly the bluefin tuna, I think. But, you know, redfish, they just all fight, you know, tremendously, and just great fighting fish. And they're tasty too. So
I was going to say, is that your favorite fish to eat?
Yeah,
is it redfish?
The redfish, the tuna has to be my favorite.
Yes,
sashimi.
And are they bluefins? Are they the bluefins?
Yep,
they are.
Yellowfin.
Everybody watches the Wicked Tuna.
Actually, yellowfin. I'm sorry, I'll correct myself.
Oh, they're the yellowfins.
Yeah, yellowfins, yeah. But just wonderful. Yeah,
where'd you catch your yellowfins? Hawaii?
Yellowfin off of Venice, Louisiana.
All be.
Yeah, yeah. No,
wow,
and that
very
was
very good.
You know, when you were asking about how to find guides and stuff, you know, I watched Mark Davis, and, you know, he fished with a guy called Kevin Beach, and they just looked like they had a wonderful time. So, went out fishing with Kevin Beach for tuna and just had a blast with him.
All right. Yeah. Got to sneak in another quick break here. And when we return, we do have a winner.
Let's go to the winner first.
Should we do winner right now?
Yeah, let's do the winner first.
All right, we'll do the winner first because it's a good friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show, too. And we now go to line number one. And Dr. William Schlichtemeyer. And here's an angler that we need to have on who's fished all over as well. Dr. Bill, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Greg. Sounds like I need to meet him.
You two need to definitely hook up, no question, on the angling end of things. And tell everybody, Doc, two most popular game fish by survey.
Walleye and catfish.
That's right. Walleye and catfish. That's right. Good job. Bill knows that big time. And Bill Schlichtemeyer is associated, too, with the Cornhusker State Games. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking we're going to probably do some of the aspects of the Cornhusker State Games, Doc. Am I right?
We'll do that someday when it fits into the schedule. I have a question for your guest.
Yes.
Where is on his list that he hasn't been to that he wants to go?
Well, that Siberia trip
that we had
lined up, definitely want to go back there. And also Tropic Star down in Panama, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've not been there yet.
Yeah, no, those are the two. And I'm not sure which one, you know, we're kind of running out of time, but.
Dr. Bill, where's the most exotic place you fished?
We fished a river in western Kodiak Island.
Ooh.
It was 40 minutes by helicopter from the nearest Indian village.
And fly fished, of course.
We stayed on a river, riverbank, and fished for silvers and steelhead.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. We go to.
You asked about a place to how people can find a place to go fishing. The Cornhusker fly fishers do some fishing, but the Trout Unlimited chapter in Omaha, TU710, sponsors 5 trips a year.
There you go.
Local bass ponds. That's the $10 trip. We have our annual Big Lips tournament where we try to catch those big grass carp on a fly rod.
Woo!
We also grill bratwurst and burgers and s'mores, so that's our $20 trip. We fish a long weekend in Nebraska someplace. That's our $100 trip. We fish a long weekend someplace, neighboring states like Iowa, Colorado, Wyoming.
Gotcha.
That's our $1,000 trip.
All right. Dr. Bill, we've got to run along. I'm up against a hard break. Thanks so much for calling in and taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Back after this on the show.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
For reliable fueling solutions,
count on your friends at Yant Equipment,
the petroleum industry experts, and Nebraska's number one Fill-Rite distributor.
Yant Equipment provides professional, certified installation, consultation, and 24-hour repair service.
When you need reliable, you need Yant.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives $1 to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Those turkeys are a goblin out there. Greg Wagner back with you here. Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer, Fremont's Big Dog Country. MyBoomerRadio.com podcast coming up. Neil Nelkin on the board. Nick Burris back there. Thank the show sponsors again. We appreciate them and the family. Yant Equipment. Oak Creek Sporting Club, Covey's Convenience Stores, Storage House of Sausage, Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Appreciate the Visiting Nurse Association, VNA, vnatoday.org. The president and CEO of that has been the angler, the worldwide angler you've been hearing from today on the program, Jamie Sommerfeld. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me and allowing me to ask people to buy tickets to go to Art and Soup at vnatoday.org. And
April 18th?
April 18th, and you got to have a ticket, and you can get the ticket right now and start shopping. So,
all right, there you go.
Please do. Support
the VNA. Absolutely. And I always like to ask my guests in closing, do you have any important conservation or outdoor messages you would like to relay to this audience?
Yeah, I think the important thing, and that's what I live by, is just enjoying the moment and going out and enjoying the outdoors. So fishing is an excuse to get into the outdoors and enjoy your surroundings. You know, we just, so I said, Maggie and I love going out and being together, and because we're catching fish, that's great, and we love to eat fish as well, but catch and release when we go up north. Okay. It's all catch and release, and you know, I've gone to lakes where it's barbless, and you know, it's about being in the moment. When I was down in Mexico fishing, one of the guides said to me, because I had just lost a big sailfish and then I hooked another one, and he turned to me and he said, enjoy the fish.
All right. Enjoy. Very well put. The last word you have. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Next week, the game warden comes in, Rich Berggren. Until then, have a great weekend of the great outdoors and take somebody far younger than you. I'm Greg Wagner.